From the newsroom, I'm Peter Killeen. An Arcata woman pleaded guilty Friday in the death of her 7-week-old daughter in August 2016. 30-year-old Eva Mistal pleaded guilty to voluntary manslaughter and child abuse in the case. Mistal will be sent to a treatment program rather than prison because both the prosecution and defense agreed she meets the criteria for not guilty by reason of insanity. Mistal has been charged with child abuse leading to death, which could have meant life in prison if she had been convicted. She's been in the Humboldt County Correctional Facility since the day her daughter died. Representative Jared Huffman voted for the bipartisan budget deal, which overwhelmingly passed the House of Representatives today, to fund the government through March. And as he puts it in a statement, delivers on promises to the area such as $89 billion in additional funding to address natural disasters, including the local wildfire disaster, $200 million in long overdue fishery disaster relief as well. Huffman had previously voted against each of the four short-term spending bills proposed by the Republican majority. A man who was reportedly making threats in McKinleyville Thursday was arrested by authorities. They got a call. The subject, later identified as 58-year-old Larry Joe Siloway, was on the 2200 block of Cochran Road and may have a gun or a knife on him. Residents were advised to stay inside, and police were able to track Siloway to the rear of Grocery Outlet, where he was taken into custody. He did have a knife on him. He's charged with disorderly conduct while under the influence. It started with a report of a suspicious vehicle in a driveway and ended up with the arrest of a man on multiple counts in Elk River. Police got a call about that suspicious vehicle on the 500 block of Tanglewood Drive, where a person saw a blue truck parked in their driveway. The truck was taking off as police arrived, and they pulled it over. Inside, they found four firearms, two loaded, also processed pot, and a number of items reported stolen in break-ins across Humboldt County. 36-year-old Ryan McNeil facing a slew of charges. The sheriff's office says if you spot suspicious activity where you live, you should report it. Another Arts Arcata event happens tonight. The free self-guided public arts event brings together art lovers and community friends each and every month on the second Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. It also transforms downtown Arcata into an arts district. It features the work of dozens of visual artists and live musicians at a number of events. The event is free. It's open to the public. Many locations stay open late, offering guests wine or beer for donations towards local nonprofits. With news, I'm Peter Killeen.